Well, you've been the last couple of weeks. You've been sacked at career high a couple of times this year. Are you banged up? I mean, where does your health stand as far as
just taking it really day to day? You know, sore coming out of the game for sure, and you know, keep on getting the treatment throughout the week, and you know, be as healthy as I can.
You have a sore shoulder, or
just sore?
Do you think that soreness has affected your play the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, no. I mean, there's got to go out and play well, and got to go out and play better than I have the last couple weeks.
Did you get hurt in the Kansas City game?
No. Nope.
How close were you to not going back in last week? That was like
you. They asked me, and I said I wanted to keep on going. So, I guess, yeah. I guess not too close.
When you look back at the first Oakland game, what can you take from that? What do you remember from that game?
Not a whole lot. I mean, you know, obviously the start was never good, but you know, I think with these guys, they play us, you know, a little bit different than they play everybody else, and they've had some success doing it, so I'm sure we'll see, you know, some of the same stuff. But they're a tough team. They're a tough defense to play. They do a lot of good things in a lot of different areas, and we're going to have to certainly play well to go out and have a chance.
In generality, can you say they play you a little differently? Can you?
I think they blitz us a little bit more than they blitz other people. I think they'll play a few different coverages. You know, mostly they're a man-to-man football team, but against us, we see you know, a little bit more of the blitz zones and all that stuff, and they've had success doing it against us, so I wouldn't expect that to change.
You went your rookie year. You were playing with the Bears, and the fan base was clamoring to see Rex Grossman. Kind of the same things going on here, with people want to see what Tim Tebow can do. Does it bother you as the starting quarterback? How do you?
No, I mean, I don't listen to it. I mean, I guess their opinion doesn't have any factor on the way I play. I don't think it has any factor on the way my teammates think of me, and so that's pretty much how I go about it. I don't really have an opinion on it.
Can you possibly not take that personally? It really does.
I don't take it personally at all. So I mean, the guys that see me in here every day, they see the way that I play. They hear me in the huddle. They see me in the huddle. Their opinions, you know, matter. But the other people, not at all.
Can you understand the curiosity that people have about him?
I can't understand because I don't think about it. So I just don't have much to say about it.
When you're sore like you are now, do you take any less of a percentage of the snaps during the week to kind of preserve yourself for Sunday?
I guess every week's different. So we'll just haven't thrown this week. Got to go out and see how I feel, and we'll go from there.
Personally, what's the stretch been like for you?
It's been tough. It's been a tough season. Really, for I would imagine everybody in the locker room, it's been a tough season. And you know, unless we start playing better, you know, these 3 weeks are going to be tough. So I'd love to go out and play well and finish the season on a positive note.
Do you take it any harder? Try to feel like you take more responsibility? I know you've been up here every week.
I take a lot of responsibility. You know, I take I got to play better. The last couple of weeks I haven't played very well, so I've got to play better. And you know, until you play perfect, it's tough to demand that from everybody else.
And you said you went back into the game. They asked you if you wanted to go back in. Of course you did. Is that the mentality like Brett Favre had, this almost 300 start streak that lasted?
I don't have near 300 starts. So
no. But I'm talking about, do you have that same mentality as a quarterback, that you don't want to give the next guy a chance to get in there?
Well, we were getting beat pretty bad, and if my teammates are going to get their butt kicked, then I'm going to be in there with them, get my butt kicked too. That's my approach to it, I guess.
Have you, pitchers talk about a dead-on period. I mean, you've been throwing since OTAs pretty extensively.
I don't have a dead arm. I was throwing the ball 70 yards last week in practice, so my arm's feeling fine.
Kyle, you did a pretty good job keeping quiet about your ankle problems. If you had a problem now, would you even tell us?
Would I tell you?
Us.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. That's for coaches and trainers to know.
Would you tell the coach during the game if you felt like?
If I couldn't play, yeah. I mean, if I've come out of a game before. I've hurt my ankle bad enough. I did it last year where I hurt my bad enough where I didn't feel like I could play and be a help, so I didn't play.
I know you guys try to live in, one game is the past or whatever, but when it is a game like that 59-14 game, have you noticed in your career any carryover effect when it's the second game against that same team?
Kansas City this year, we went out and got them pretty good the first game and came out and got beat pretty good the second game, so I don't think there's much, translation.
What have teams done to take Brandon Lloyd?
He's seen a lot of double coverage, and that's just a fact. Both of the guys outside are seeing a lot of double coverage, we gotta find ways to get other people involved and take some stress off of those two guys.
Kyle, when you lose to a rival like you did the first time around, does that stay with you longer?
Losing to these guys stays with you. There's always a lot of talking with these guys anyways going on the field, so. They let us know about it, and hopefully go out and return the favor.
What are they saying? What are they saying to you?
Not nice stuff.
For example?
I don't know.